Ashley, for whom did the Lord cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was forsaken for whom? What'd you say last night? Was that you or you? Somebody said, for me. Okay. And then this chorus said, wonderful grace for me. And I remembered your answer from last night. Wonderful Calvary, wonderful grace for me. And we can all say that personally for me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so, and he has triumphed for me. And these blessings, these wonderful blessings, are for me. Praise the Lord. Wonderful love of my wonderful Lord. Now, quite a number of people came to me with verses that have the word B-U-T in it. And I wanted, the verses that had that, I wanted that word, and most all of them did, have it this way. I wanted that word to be a real reversal. I mean, to turn the whole situation around. And in most of your verses, it was just like that. One was in Romans 5. It says, but God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Without that, we would have had no hope. He says that here. When we were yet without strength. Romans 5, verse 6, I'm starting at. We were still powerless, but Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When I read this section, I remember being in 10th grade and reading A Tale of Two Cities. Did anybody ever read A Tale of Two Cities? You did? Isn't that a great book? Come on, you had to like it. I didn't like the beginning, book the first. I said, what is all this? Maybe you never read it, you know what I'm talking about, but you get into book the second and book the third, and then you get to the end, and I shouldn't tell you what happens. So, well, in the course of the book, somewhere, comes something that reminds me of these verses. There was a man who actually gave his life for another. And it was because he realized that that man had more to live for than he did. And therefore he did that, which was quite a noble deed. But this is something quite different. He did it for someone that he thought was better than he, and someone that he thought his life was worth more than his. But look at this. Christ died for the ungodly. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And then one other one, I don't want to tell you, give you all of them that were given to me, but here's one that's a tremendous reversal, shall we say. It just turns the whole story around. Paul is preaching in Antioch on the first missionary journey, and it's in Acts 13, and he says this, men and brethren, I'm starting with verse 26, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. And here it is. But God raised him from the dead. That's probably the biggest one I've had so far. Where would we be without that? When they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it also is written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. I didn't want to stop. I wanted to say that because that was referred to also, wasn't it, in the meeting here. I will give you the sure mercies of David. We were talking about the mercies of God. We sang that song, and then that was brought out, which means to me the promises that God made to David. God's word cannot fail, and it was that there would be an eternal king on the throne whose kingdom would never pass away, and that king is King Jesus, your king and mine. If we have bowed the knee to him and we have sworn allegiance true and become his subjects, isn't that great? One day every knee shall bow, and some of those knees are going to bow unwillingly. But we have bowed the knee because he has won our hearts, and he is our king. And praise the Lord, there's a wonderful blessing in that, being in the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and life eternal, and freedom in Jesus. Praise the Lord. There's no freedom like being under his authority, saying yes to him. An eternal yes. Well now, Brother Christopher, I haven't had an opportunity to ask you to choose a song, which we do most weeks back at home. Would you choose a song for us to sing together, please?
Sing 201, but with the verse that, like, sing the verse that they took out of this.
201, and can it be?
Yeah.
It's the verse you want in this book, because they have a nice 60. When your father shows you, there are five verses here. Maybe it's, which verse do you want? If it's there, say yes, and we'll do it. Mm-hmm. It is. All right. Let's do it out of this book. 60. And can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's blood? and free. For, oh my God, it found out me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a lady who comes here who tells me that you don't let the people stand enough. We sit too long. So when on this fourth verse, you look it over, and when you get to the right spot, you stand, okay? All right.
Long my
God.
thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.